The Burt Show.
Should a restaurant ever call you and say, hey, you didn't leave a tip? Initially, you're going to say, absolutely not. But let's hear it out. This is the email.
Hey, I recently had a birthday dinner at a nice restaurant that I frequent on a monthly basis. There were 14 of us. My friend that set up the dinner received a call after we left the restaurant that night asking about our dinner and if everything was okay. She said everything was great. And then the owner said she was asking because the tip amount was sufficient. I think that means insufficient.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't sufficient.
With a group of 14, what I think happened was that they assumed that the gratuity was included, so a few of the girls didn't leave anything. My friend that organized it wasn't one of them, nor did she know what other people at the other end of the table tipped. Who was in the wrong here? I think it was tacky of the owner to call and probably lost future business because of it. The policy up until a week before we came was that there was an automatic tip on parties 8 or more. How can they tactfully tell people that that is no longer the policy?
Abby.
Well, I never worked in the restaurant industry, so I really don't feel like I'm the right person to give advice to somebody who runs a restaurant, but this feels like just bad business. I feel like if you're going to change your policy that's public knowledge on your website or whatever where it says you're going to have like an automatic tip of 8 or more and then the next week it changes, I feel like that's something that your waiter's got to say, hey, don't forget to tip me. Like, girls got to eat.
Yeah, Kristen doesn't like to talk about it a lot because she doesn't like to brag. But she did do plenty of years at TGI Fridays. Let's go.
I started as a hostess. I graduated to back of house where I was an expediter and then moved on to being a server. And this was back in the TGI Friday days where you had your red and white striped shirt, your suspenders, and your 15 pieces of flair. And that was actually a thing. This is on the restaurant. This is completely the restaurant's fault. So typically in the restaurant industry, if you have a party of 8 or more, they're going to automatically add gratuity.
Right.
That's just common knowledge.
Nowadays, 2 or more.
Yeah, I know. There are some places.
Seriously. And this has been standard, the 8 person or more thing, for years and years and years and years and years. Like, I wouldn't even think twice about it. If I'm sitting down and we're all going out to dinner and I'm paying, I know it's just going to be added to the bill. That's it.
Well, so in this instance, because they had a large group, 14 is a very large group, and then they did individual checks. So on the individual check, it still should say, like, if there was tip included or not. But if you had been drinking and you're not looking, servers have come up to the table and said, I don't ever recall anybody saying gratuity has been added, but I have had servers say for like larger parties, gratuity has not been added because they were hoping to get more than the standard 18% or even 20%. So in this instance, if you did not add gratuity to this large group, it is up to the restaurant to make sure the party has been informed. By the way, we did not include gratuity. We wanted to leave that up to your discretion.
Yeah, and I've had that happen, and it's no insult. It doesn't seem tacky to me at all. Like, I consider myself a very good tipper, and here's a secret. If you're a Burt Show listener and you are in the service industry and I'm sitting at your table, if you tell me you're a Burt Show listener, you're getting a bigger tip.
Same. Because I don't want you going and telling people I'm cheap.
Exactly. You got us where you want us.
But I'll tell you what will ruin tipping for you in this country is traveling. Where you never have to worry about it, like in most countries, or other countries, not most, but in a large amount of countries, they don't have any tipping at all. In fact, I've been to countries where it's an insult to tip, right? Or if you do tip, it's 10% max, which as an American, you always feel sheepish about walking away from a table, even if it's totally within their culture, only leaving 10%. But then coming back to the States after that, you really start to get very sensitive about how much you have to tip in this country, even on random things. I think you brought this up the other day when you're at a liquor store and all they do is hand you a bottle and then they turn around the deal and you're supposed to like tip 20% on that.
It's like it's 18, 20 or 22%, I think, of your options. And like you said, you did the shopping. You went out and found the bottle you wanted and brought it to the guy. But yeah, they still expect a tip.
But I don't think under any circumstance, Kristen, again, you've worked at Fridays. Should a restaurant hit you up and call you?
Well, not even that. Yeah, I worked at Fridays. I also worked at an upscale family owned business. Granted, they didn't let me in the dining room. I could only work in the bar and the patio. but the fact the owner called, I feel like this is very obvious here that they assumed tip was included because it was a large party. And if people didn't leave a tip, that's why. So you just have to take the L on that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's on you, man.
Having been a server, the truth of it is you win some, you lose some. And it's unfortunate, but that's just the truth. But I do think for as a server and as a restaurant, if you don't have gratuity on a table this size, you should definitely say mm-hmm. something. I get why you expect people to read the receipt, but that's just not an assumption you should make.
Right.
And you should never call somebody. That's pretty tender.
That was wild that the owner called. It was insane. Like, was something wrong with the service?
What's your problem?
The Burt Show.